T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Ohio State did beat Michigan State on Saturday in East Lansing. It was kind of an uninspiring afternoon with some bizarre turns of event, including the chosen to take safety by Mark D'Antonio.
I can't figure that out. I mean, I understand what he was trying to accomplish. It made no sense to me.
Well, it didn't help that the guy kicked the ball out of bounds, and then they came down and punted right back, and then they got led to a touchdown. So, I mean, it didn't have the end result. It seemed like a bit of capitulation on the part of Michigan State at that point in time. 7-6, don't give points away.
Right, I know you're basically your fourth string punter, whatever is punting. I understand that. You love your defense. You think they can stop him.
Yeah.
But maybe you love your defense, trust them to stop him from like the 40. Just punt out of the end zone.
Well, we talked last week about how Michigan State had a shot. Granted, it was going to be a long shot, but a shot if they won out, they could go to the Rose Bowl. Michigan won out and went to the BCS, I don't know why I keep calling it the BCS, the playoff, the college football playoff, that Michigan State could have gone to the Rose Bowl. And as choppy as this season has been for the Spartans, that would have been an unbelievable gift under the Christmas tree. And it would have been earned. I'm not going to say it was a gift. I mean, you know, if they'd beaten Ohio State and won the rest of their games, you know, kudos to them. They won at Penn State. But I'm wondering if there's any Michigan State fans out there. And I kind of posed this to Valenti on Friday when we talked to him. And look, I know this is a total hypothetical, but I understand the frustration. Like, when you have a team like the Spartans do, and there seems to be this glaring issue year in and year out, and that is the offense, the offensive play calling, and in particular, Dave Warner, who has seemed to be kind of the guy who most Michigan State fans like going after. It's a lot easier to make a change, a significant change, a coaching staff change, after a relatively uneventful trip to the TaxSlayer.com Bowl than it is to make a change after you go to the Rose Bowl. Fair?
Yes. But if the situations are still the same, the problems still exist, you still have to make that change. But
yeah, okay, fair. But
I know.
But like,
I'm not the loyal. I'm not the Ford family of Michigan State University, which D'Antonio seems to be.
That's just it.
Right.
That's what he does. Like, and I want to say in my defense, this is the first time all morning I've mentioned this, so I don't want you to think I've been doing this for 2 hours and 10 minutes. But Northwestern's going to the Big Ten championship game.
Correct.
Okay. They have an offensive coordinator there who's kind of like our version of Dave Warner. I've kind of wanted them to move away from him for a while now. And there's no way they're going to do that now because they're going to the Big Ten championship game. And for them, that's, and as well it should be, that's a landmark season, even though they're only 6-4 overall.
Right.
Fitzgerald is as loyal to his coaching staff as D'Antonio is to his. So if Michigan State had gone on and gone to a Rose Bowl, everybody comes back. If they go to a lesser bowl game, which they will, and
Jerry Palm has them projected to play Mississippi State in the Outback Bowl.
Okay.
MSU versus MSU.
There you go. It's easier to make changes. So if I don't know, I feel like a jerk even giving this scenario out. Are you glad you didn't make the Rose Bowl? Because you might be able to make coaching changes. I mean, even if Michigan State had gone to the Rose Bowl this year, wouldn't we all agree this is not a classic Michigan State team?
Correct.
They would have gotten there while having lost to Michigan at home, Northwestern at home, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, the Arizona State game. Now they were not going to go because they lost to Ohio State at home. But they would have gotten there with a not-too-impressive resume, and it still would have underscored all the issues that have not plagued this program because they've been very good, but have certainly marred some of the success they've had because a lot of people have been frustrated with the offensive play call.
So they're going to be, what, 2-0 if they, well, they play what, at Nebraska, and then they play Rutgers. So you figure they'll beat Rutgers. So they'll be 2-3 in conference home games this year, right? Beating,
Would that be accurate? Rutgers, I'm trying to think, what was their other conference?
They lost to Ohio State, Michigan, and Northwestern at home. So they'll be.
Oh, they beat Purdue at home. That's right.
Right.
Lombardi.
So it'll be 2-3 at home in the conference.
Yeah.
That's awful. for a really good team.
Especially with the way the Big Ten is right now. Yeah. But, I mean, they did lose to Ohio State, who's the second best team in the conference, Michigan, who's the best team in the conference, and Northwestern, which, for whatever reason, has only lost one conference game this year, and that was to Michigan, a game they led in the fourth quarter.
Look, Michigan State's defense is still really freaking good.
Yes.
And their offense is pathetic, for lack of a better word. And some of it is injury-induced because the offensive line and Cody White was hurt for a while. But, man, come on. They have to fire this guy. I mean, I don't want to sound like Mike, but he's right. Mm-hmm. It's awful. This is 2018. Their offense is archaic. I think Michigan's offense is archaic at times, but it's effective right now.
Michigan State should hire Jim Bob Cooter.
What if they traded? Yeah. What if they called and worked out a trade? Cooter for Warner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.